गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः।
Up to what time we should continue?
No wish.
Because our bus has been contracted for
8:30.
You will have to give up
this place. Huh? We are giving prasad to the devotees.
Then we should finish all prasadam and everything within 8:30. साढ़े 8 बजे के अंदर ही में करना पड़ेगा ना, साढ़े 8 बजे तक ही गाड़ी रहेगी ना बस, इसके बाद में या 10-5 मिनट रुकेगी, ऐसा बात नहीं है ना।
वो बोल कर गया है, बोल कर गया ड्राइवर की, 8:30 तक आप लोग होना चाहिए, हमको बाहर जाना
है। हाँ, देन वी विल हैव, यू विल हैव ऑल टू लिव विद इन 8:30, सो वी शुड फिनिश एवरीथिंग विद इन दैट, सो टाइम इज सो शॉर्ट।
We can pack the prasadam and take with us.
What?
We can hear
prasadam. Prasadam, prasadam.
Food for the soul, and food for the body after.
Yes. Now it is 7. 1 hour Harikatha. Then after that you can take half hour. Or taking. I want to tell you something which is so much needed for advancement in Krishna consciousness. Those devotees who have been initiated, even Harinam, and that if they are worshipping deities, Gaur Nityanand, Jagannath Baldev Bhadra, or Radha and Krishna, they should try to worship and doing aartis, following the regulations. Not that if you are giving lamb offering in aarti, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour giving this. Then Krishna will be
tired,
and the devotee will be tired, and he will say, "Oh, what to do?" So don't do this. Only 14 times. No? Some to mouth, some ear, and some hole. So all together 14 minutes, 40 times, 14 times. Otherwise Krishna will be tired, and we old persons, all devotees also will be tired. We can understand
that.
It is only for the lamb, 14 times. For
conch shell.
It is not that you should give in 14 times. 4 times, 5 max.
3 times.
3 times, and all. No?
So much
water. Also, signing 1 hour back in cold days, then Krishna will feel some coldness. So don't go for that. Also for time,
Mayur
Pakha,
Gurudev.
Peacock feather. You should not give to Gurudev. Mali took Radha Krishna. And if needed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mali in this. Not giving
peacock
feather in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda. Don't do.
Rage,
it is especially for Krishna. You should First to Ati of Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Gadadhar or Jagannath. And then remnant it should be given to Gurudev. Not that first to give to Gurudev and then to Radha Krishna.
Remnant.
Don't do incorrect. But in offering Mahaprasadam, you should also give it to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. And remnant should be given to all the sakhis and associates of Krishna, and after that it should be given to Guru. Not that you should offer Gurudev and the remnant should be given to Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't do this. This is offering. Understand? So don't do all these things. Also, you should remind that at the time of cooking, you should always remind that Srimati Radhika is cooking. We are only
helpers.
And when to offer Krishna, call Gurudev. And Gurave Nama Swagatam Swagatam, like that tea here. And I am giving in your hands and you should offer to Radha and Krishna. He will give to Srimati Radhika and Radhika will offer to Krishna. This is
proper channel.
You can utter the mantras only and offer it to Gurudev, not to take himself but to offer Radha and Krishna. Like you are like a servant there. So all remind all these things. At the time of offering, you should only use the mantra that I have given to you. The process. Don't bancha kalpatarubhyascha tripasindhu bhayoja.
No brahmanna devaya.
No brahmanna devaya. It is pranam mantra of Krishna. Not offering. So offering mantra should be uttered there. Not other. Also at the time of arati, no nishinga arati. First, Radha Krishna Jugal Milan are Gora Chanda, Jai Jai Arati Kasobhadis. And after that you can do pranam to Nishingdev by that mantra. Ito Nishinga, Parto Nishinga, or any mantra you like to do pranam. Also you should try to observe after Archan Pujan or after Guru Mantra Sandhya, you should pour water in Tulasi and do four parikrama of the temple, with temple Tulsi Maharani or without temple, alone to Srimati Tulasi. And at that time you can sing Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama. Or my Gurudev has written in any song, you can tell this. So try to follow as it is our regulation. I think in the beginning, Swamiji could not give attention so much on these things. Only he impressed and told that you should be always uttering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda. And he gets no so much attention all these things. So now, you are some advanced, you should give attention on all these things. Secondly, I want to explain this book of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami. From all beginners. Adau Shraddha, Tata Sadhusan, Atha Bhajan Kriya, Tato Anartha Nivritti, Tato Nishtha, Ruchis Tata, Tata Bhavo,
Atha Shakti,
Atha Bhavo, प्रेमा भुदंचति अतः साधकानां अयं प्राणो भवेत् कर्म. इफ यू कनेक्ट रिमेम्बर मेमोराइज यू कैन ऑल्सो नो द मीनिंग्स. बट द प्रीचर शुड मेमोराइज ऑल दीज थिंग्स. ऑल्सो डिवोटीज शुड memorize because it is very important, and thus we should develop our Krishna consciousness. Adau shabda, pati shabda, we should know. Adau sadhu sangha, association of Vaishnavas. By that he will do some sukriti. By giving him water, sweet butter, obeying him, by listening him, by giving anything necessary to him, like clothes, like shoes, like anything to help him in Krishna consciousness, serving his Gurudev, serving Krishna, you can help. And that help, knowingly, unwillingly, it will be sukriti. And if it is, it will be so gathered together, then sadhu sangha, automatically Krishna will arrange. There are two kinds of sadhu sangha, association of Vaishnavas, knowingly and unknowingly. First it will become that we are don't know the power of sadhu sangha, association. Anyhow, it is written in Shastra and we are doing. Giving him. This is like Laukiki Shraddha. This is like Laukiki Shraddha, you know? What?
Worldly, with some material sentiments.
Yes. Like doing pranam to others, in the same way we're doing to pranam to others. Giving some donation to others, giving same donation to Vaishnavas also. So this kinds of sadhu sangha, but it will not do so much. Gradually by knowing that the aim and object of the life to serve Krishna. Without this, anything of the world cannot save me from death and birth, suffering and sorrow. So we should must serve Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you are not serving, you are donating so much, you are doing all kinds of good activities, but of no use, you will have to go to hell. Because you are not serving Krishna and any of Ramchandra Reni. So, in Shastra it has been written like so. If anyone serving his father, mother, giving so much donations, also going Brahmins, knowing Ved, doing so much austerities, making lakhs and lakhs yajna, fire yajna, but it will not do if you are not chanting, remembering and serving Krishna. It is like zero. Service of Krishna is like one, and another, all these things are like zero. If one is taken off, lakhs and lakhs have no zero, no value at all. So if you are serving Krishna, chanting, remembering all these, then service of father, mother and all will go 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. But if I am doing all these things, but not serving Krishna, chanting, remembering, doing archana, then no use. You will have to go in hell and you will have to be filled suffering and sorrows. So, when his object he knows, that if I am not going to obey and not to serve Krishna, then I will have to suffer so much. So I must serve Krishna, chant and all this. This is like a shraddha. This is called shraddha. That if this mood becomes so much strong in heart, that if my whole affluence, my whole money, my everything is going on no harm, but I will have to serve Krishna. This is more valuable than all these things. Because if you are not giving up now, they will give up you in the oldness and at the time of birth, death. They will surely give up you. They cannot give any little bit of happiness and
peace
of mind. They never give you. So this end and an object is fixed, then it may be told that the seed of bhakti has come. What is that seed? Serving of, the mood of serving Krishna. The tendency or the wish to serve Krishna. This is called
sarva.
Outer his symptoms is like, if anyone will tell that you should not chant, I will chant. Like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22, but he never stopped. He was ready to die, to give up his this life. You know Prahlad Maharaj? His father, who brought up him, he told that you cannot utter Krishna name. But he was not stopped. Again and again his father wanted to warn him not to do all this. But he never heard of it. His father wanted to kill him by so many means, but he was failed. At last he was put to death. So this is called shraddha. We should take a barometer in your heart and give here and then see, measure it, whether this kind of shraddha has come or not. If this shraddha has come, that you should surely, you'll advance in Krishna consciousness. So we should try to make it. Because so many birth will come and go. Appellants will come and go. Money will come and go. Father and mother, they will come and go. But this, Sobhagya,
Achal
will never come again. The time which went forever, it will go forever. It will not return. Galosve divas,
nasi
ve ar,
eve Krishna ki upar.
Krishna has mercifully given this body. We can test everything in other births. This man's shape is especially for doing bhajan. Nothing else. So, if this strongness comes, then anyone cannot stop his Krishna bhajan. So, this is the main seed. This is the platform of bhajan. But yet, we have shraddha. But it is so not so thick. It is not has become up to the stage of nishtha. It is like somewhat
shaky.
Yes. If a wind will come, the lamp will do like this, shake, and after that the dhap.
Extinguish.
So, if there is a shraddha like this, and sadhu sangha is there, then your gradually their shraddha will be strong. But this shraddha is of two kinds. From beginning, willing fearing from shastra, that if I am not going to do any bhajan, then I will have to suffer so much. This kind of shraddha takes us in the way to Vaidhi Bhakti. It is not so prabala.
Not so strong.
Not so strong. But hearing Harikatha, like you are hearing here to me, always the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. How gopis are serving Krishna, how Sakhas are serving Krishna, how Mother Yashoda is serving Krishna. Hearing, if a tendency comes in our heart that I should serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda, I should serve Krishna like cowherd boy, I should serve Krishna like gopis, I should serve like Hanuman, I should serve Krishna like Arjuna, Partha. All are Raganuga Vritti. All. But not of Praja. All are not of Praja. But yet they are all Raganuga. In all this, the gopis more towards Krishna serving, this mood is superior than all. Supreme. If the shraddha is there, but you are not associating of with other qualified, more superior Vaishnava, then again it will be dry. So we should try to in sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is of two kinds, Granth Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. Bhakta Bhagavata is more essential, but where there is no Bhakta Bhagavata, then you can take the shelter of Granth Bhagavata. What is Granth Bhagavata? Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the books of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all these are. So when the superior class of association, sadhu sangha is not available, then we can do the sangha of Bhagavad Gita. But you know that it has been written there, Jaha Bhagavat Pada Vaishnava Sthane. You should read Bhagavatam to
under guidance of Vaishnava.
Under guidance of Vaishnava. So we should always remember all these things. If a shraddha is there, then what will be the effect of that shraddha? What will be? By association of Vaishnava. This shraddha wants something. For I should go to any bona fide guru. Sadhu Sangha will tell. They will tell. Bona fide guru, you should go. If there is no bona fide guru, you cannot advance an inch. What to an inch? Not a little weight. So always there has been told, and all shastra, jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadan nagati kuto. Sakshat haritvena samasta shastra. Everywhere it is told that guru is like Krishna himself. So we should go and give our heart, mind, intelligence and everything in his lotus feet. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya. You know Gaya, when he went? He went to Gaya before his taking renounce orders. And he went, met there Ishwarpuri. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Ishwarpuri path. And he told that, I am offering myself My body, mind, soul, everything in your lotus feet. Please be merciful to me. I want to obey you. Then he gave him Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra. So, when there will be Shraddha, when it will be matured something, then he will have to go to any qualified Vaishnava, realize something, knowing all the Shastra qualified, that he may not fall in future. Because if he falls in the future, now he is saying there are so many problems are there. So you should take the qualities of Guru in Shastra and then you can select any good Guru, qualified Guru. Then by him you will know what are the functions of devotees. There are 64 kinds of activities, bhakti anga. So you should try to follow all these things. If you cannot follow 64 kinds of bhakti, then you should try to follow
nine
kinds of bhakti. Shramanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, sakhyatma nivedanam. At first, atmaneda nivedan is of two kinds. First to Guru and last to Krishna. At first you should give yourself unconditionally surrender unto the lotus feet of your Gurudev. And then chant, remember, and all do nine kinds of bhakti or five kinds. Five kinds, you know? Five kinds? Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathura Vas, Srimurti Sadhu. One of these. And go on practicing bhakti like this. By doing one of the nine or five, you can attain Krishna bhakti. One of them. But in nine, three are
prominent.
Prominent. Shramanam, Kirtanam, among three,
one
Harinam Sankirtan. If you are doing Harinam Sankirtan, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all nine and 64 kinds of bhakti will be done. But don't neglect Vaishnavas, Guru, and try to observe and see that whether you are doing offenses in the Naam, like 10 kinds of Namaparad. Try to always be careful for that. If you are doing any of the 10 Namaparad, then your heart will dry. Always try to honor Vaishnavas who are really Vaishnava. And you think that they are only cheaters, not Vaishnava, then you can do pranam for very long distance and try to follow real Vaishnava and honor. If you are Madhyamadhikari, you can honor three kinds of, giving honor to three kinds of Vaishnava. So you should learn all these things. Those who are favorable for bhakti, you should only adopt. And those who are unfavorable, you should always reject. You should not take anything which is not favorable of bhakti. A man, anything, prasadam or anything that is not favorable, we should not. When you will be matured some, when nishtha and ruchi and asakti or bhava will come, then at that time you will never worship Ram also, who is Krishna himself. no Jagannath, no Shankar, not anything. But when will be mature, then you will worship only the associates of Krishna, like Sadashiv or Gopishwar Mahadev. In that shape, it will turn your mood. Gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Yamuna, Govardhan, all these are associates of Krishna. So we should try to follow all this. When you are following all like this, this is called bhajan, kriya. If you are doing bhajan kriya, understand? Gradually going up. I will not care for that. You know the history of Narada Rishi. He wanted to do bhajan of Krishna, but his mother was obstacle, always taking him in the lap, kissing, and always loving him. He saw that if mother is here, then I cannot
progress
in Krishna bhajan. Anyhow, hey Krishna, you should save me. Coming day, a serpent came in the morning and bit her mother, he see. She passed away. He did not do any sanskar. Sanskar, you know? Sanskar. Sanu ceremony or anything. He just ran towards forest. And there he began to do aradhana of Narayan, uttering of that. And after some time, Narayan came and gave him darshan. So we should try to follow all Srimad Bhagavatam, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees like Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath and all these things. These are bhajan kriya. If you are doing bhajan, like Srivas Pandit, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Srivas Pandit that I am saying that you have nothing to take, no prasadam today or for future. What will be that? If there is nothing, he has nothing to take. He told, he clapped three times. 1, 2, 3, he told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the meaning of 1, 2, 3? He told, he began to laugh and tell that if I have nothing to take anything today, no harm. Second day nothing, no harm. Third day nothing to take anything, Krishna is not arranged. Then I will jump in Ganges at once. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that never, never, never. If Lakshmi Devi will have to bathe in the street, it will be never, but he is giving, telling like, if Lakshmi has to
goddess of fortune
beg here and there, but I know that you have never to
suffer any to death.
Stop having it. Lakshmi will always serve you. She is bound to serve. I know that any devotee, who is third class of devotee, he had no problem for taking moksha. Never it will be. So don't be worried for this. If you are like that Srivas Pandit, Krishna will himself come having something in his head and he will give it to you. You know the history of Arjun?
Arjun Mishra,
one of the explainer of Gita.
Commentator.
He was reading Bhagavatam Gita and he was writing commentary. When he went to the shloka, Ananaschintayanto mangye jana parjupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yoga kshema. Try to remember this shloka of Gita, very important. He was writing, but when he read this shloka and began to write some commentary, he could not think what was the explanation. Why Krishna should come personally? He can arrange anyhow. So he also thought that for so many days, so many years, my wife and myself, are so poor. He has not arranged anything from him. Personally, he has not come to us. I am not given anything. So how can I believe this shloka? I think that this shloka is not correct. So he cut it by red ink and he went to beg. All day begging, nothing, empty-handed. At last, in evening, about 3, he returned to home and he knocked the door. His wife came angry, was so angry. He told at once, "See, why you have
beaten
that a boy, very good, Saula Ranga,
your disciple,
you have given so much
load on his
that he cannot carry, and upon this you
scratch on his back,
in his back, and reddish as it come and as if
blood
is coming." It was, "I have no disciple. I don't know this story. I have not given any load to anyone. You are mad, that is why you are telling." No, I am not mad, you are mad. Come with me and see that boy is here, I have kept. So beautiful, age about only 8-9, so pitiful boy, so smooth and sweet. Come on. When they entered in the room and she wanted to show Krishna there, then she saw. What happened? Before this Brahmin, a boy came and he was so much
tired,
sweating, and having two baskets full of rice, ghee, atta, dal, maida, everything. Then he entered, and she was asking, "Why this reddish? Oh Brahman, my Gurudev has given so much load on me, and I was making some late, so he had done this." "He's so cruel. When he will come, then I will give him any lesson. And I will let him enter in my room, in my house." So when this Brahmin came and they went to see where is that boy, they saw that there is no boy at all. They searched in all corners and here and there, but Krishna is not there. Then Brahmin took his book and saw that a shloka, this reddish was also gone. Then he knew that Krishna can come personally taking the load of all the utensils a devotee wants. And then he was satisfied. He began to weep. "The Krishna came here, I could not take darshan. I am so
unfortunate.
Unfortunate. So we should be dependent on Krishna. This is Saranagati. If you are not Saranagat, if any wind of suffering comes, you will be shaken and your bhakti will go out. I am seeing so many bhakts, serving so many days, not on your line, but this line. So many. Devotees came, they served about 20 years, and they began, again they went to marriage and here and there. No supply at all, giving up all these things. Because they have no good quality of association, no inspiration, not following all these things. You should also note a thing that someone was telling me that if Guru is telling that you should do hook and crook, you can cheat anyone, but anyhow you should bring money and give it to me and I will engage in mandir, temple, here and there. We are not in this. Don't lie. Don't cheat anyone. Don't try to tell lie. Especially I've heard that you should give up your wife and make money for us, not for you. You should divorce them. Or to wives, they are telling that you give up your husbands and do no. These are not etiquettes. So we should follow all these things which are written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then it will be bhajan. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, satkam, atmanivedanam, iti punsarpita, bhaktischena valakkhana, create bhagavati adhatanmanya dhitamuktamam. Prahlad Maharaj is telling this and Rupa Goswami is quoting this. First, you should
surrender yourselves.
Atmanivedam to Guru and then to Krishna. Automatically it will come. Then it will come anishthita bhakti, not nashthika bhakti. What is anishthita bhakti?
Unsteadiness.
Bhakti will come, but it can be stopped at any time. It will second here and there. Utsamai ghantarla virvakalpa
tarangarangini
vishayasangara
niyamakshama.
These are all anishthita bhakti. When he was a yash, she was initiated, so much
enthusiastic,
so much. And after Guru went away to his bhajan kuti in Vrindavan, and now gradually coming down, and then we wrap the kit bag and doing nothing actually. So this is not. And when Guru came, again, we took new feedback. Guru Maharaj, again you should chant on this feedback.
I lost my beats.
I lost. So don't do like this. No? This is anishthita bhakti. What should I do? I live with my family or I should give up them? I have seen that Narada Rishi Sukadeva Goswami has left their wives and children and his home, their homes. So I see it should be like that. But I see, on the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Pandavas, were all family men and very near and dear to
Krishna.
Also the gopis were not
renounced.
They have not taken sannyasi or brahmacharini. But they have controlled Krishna even. So I must be in family. I should serve my family, wives, father, mother, old father and mother. And when they will die, then I will come. What should I do? Again thinking, it has been told in Shastra, to be with a family is like a dark veil. But Brahma has told, Prahlad Maharaj has told, and in Srimad Bhagavati it has been told. What told?
Tatsadhu manya sarevarjade.
Yasine prayas saddha bhakti anukarmishyati. Satam prasangam
bhavat
तज्जोसनात आसु अपवर्गवर्त्मनि सदार्थि भक्ति ज्ञाने प्रयासमुत्पाल्य नमन्तैव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितान् भवदीय वार्तां स्थाने स्थिता तन्वान् मनोभिः प्रायशो जीत जीतो अपि बी एनी फेरी वा वेदर मैरिज लाइफ रिनाउंड ऑर्डर ब्रह्मचारी और एनी वन where you are be there. But try to go to listen Sadhu Sangha. Do pranam to Sadhu. Do pranam to Srimad Bhagavatam. Pranam, doing pranam to the place, those who is doing management of Srimad Bhagavatam, pranam to that person also.
Audience.
And by tan, man, vachan. By three. Tan,
body,
mind,
and speech.
Words. By three. Then pranam. Aapke liye pranam hai. I pranam to you. I am offering pranam to you. By speaking. And by body. By eight part of the body. Ashtang pranam. Oh, I am so fortunate that I have come to listen this Srimad Bhagavatam. So doing like so. In some time, you will control Krishna also. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. But by doing so, by Hari Katha, Krishna will come in heart by in the way of this yes. And clear everything, not to clear anything. But he will himself clear. Like a friend, bosom friend, he will clear all this. Don't be worried for that will clear and then Krishna will come. He will come in the shape of words, the Sabda Brahma, and he will be there. And he will clear all these things. Nama Prat, Shiva Prat, all anartha and everything. So you should depend on him and Guru. And thus you should go on doing bhakti, activities of bhakti. In some way, some days you will see that your heart is full of happiness. No worry, no problem. And then your bhakti will come to nishtha. And thus it will come after some days, ruchi, asakti, then bhav. Gaur pramanande. Come tomorrow there, where I am hosting to the house of Guptaji, Daud Dayal Guptaji. And there I will explain the Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj Upakhyan, from beginning to end.